you shut up, and then we'll actually talk about it on the pod.
Okay.
More bears. I think I can make that happen.
Bear! 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 You're breaking it! Let's not go behind the bear!
Folks, welcome back to the Republican Football Network.
How often do you randomly think to yourself during the day, just want to ball with my bros?
Dude, because I say it out loud all day. Yeah, Madison says it too.
I do too. I sent you a TikTok with that exact essence, that same thought.
I've had to take a new approach to TikTok. It's really just for you and String are the only people I send TikToks to, my buddy Jimmy. And I've had to turn notifications off because I love to lay in bed once a week and catch up.
You gotta turn those off. Yep. Mm-hmm. Completely agree.
I had to.
It is what?
One final TikTok.
What is so
it
important?
It is. Okay. You interrupt. Honestly, this is going to be a moment where you're like, oh, our brains are so similar. It's so annoying. Yesterday, I had to explain the concept of TikTok feeding you an ad that says, whoa, buddy, slow down there. You've been scrolling. I had to explain that to Madison yesterday because she wasn't familiar with it. And I was like, oh, we really do live in two different worlds because you know that. And I assume your wife isn't very familiar with it.
No, she's not.
That's all
not.
I got.
Spin it up. Let's go.
Come on.
Dirty soda in the styrofoam.
I can feel it. Hmm. You've never heard this before I played it for you.
Not really? In its entirety. That means commercial breaks are on. It's time to go pee, brother. I have a nature response. My flight instinct kicks in. I go pee when I hear that.
We are recording on the morning of the best holiday in the world. That's right, the world. The beginning, the first Thursday of March Madness. And it's not the play-in games. The play-in games are fine. But they aren't, it's not real.
They're emotionally manipulative is what they are. They're gaslighting. That's what they are.
That is so correct. It is just a tease, right? It is just the one little shitty present you get to open.
It's a bait and switch.
Christmas Eve night. Yeah, a bait and switch. That's exactly right. Although the first night's games were good. I still watched them.
They were pretty good, yeah.
I still watched them, but last night's games were not good. Didn't even tune into those couple 20-point, 30-point games.
Yeah, there. We're watching Silicon Valley in the A-Bear storehouse. You might want to bleep out her last name, but we're watching Silicon Valley, and I love it because it's like my life, and she is really into it. So we watched that last night instead.
I was trying to figure out where that was going, if there was a larger point or not, but I suppose
that's it.
The bracket, we have not recorded since the bracket was revealed. It's probably a good idea to jump into what we think about Baylor's draw overall.
Sure.
You've had a chance to look at the bracket, Evan.
Yeah, I made one last
night. Your general thoughts about what Baylor's path looks like here.
This is, I don't want to say it's an easy path because it's not, but people that we know are pretending like it isn't the easiest draw that Baylor has been given in 5 or 6 years. We've had some tough roads. This is not the toughest one. I'm scared of Arizona a little bit. I think we might lose before we get to them. But like, if I'm comparing our bracket to a lot of other draws, I'm glad to be sitting where I'm sitting today. I don't know if you feel the same way, but that's where I'm at.
There's an argument to be made that the 3 seed that Kansas State got in the East is easier. In that case, you would likely have to go through Marquette again, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah, well, and
the
it's a weird
3
year.
Seed in the West is Gonzaga, and that's just a hellscape. I don't want any part of that.
I'm good, part of dude. The bracket. I'm good. Well, I agree with you that Kansas State probably this year has. You could convince me on your take there, but I don't know, man. Sharing a bracket with Memphis and Duke and Tennessee and Kentucky, I don't care if they're all a little stinky this year. Like, you're gonna have to beat those boys in March, and they always get better right around March. So.
Yep.
I kind of disagree with Kansas State, but this year I would agree. Those versions of those teams I would like to catch on this year.
Yeah. And again, it's March Madness. You're going to have to beat good teams to get where you want to go. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's the best sporting event in the world.
Yeah.
Baylor, the 3 seed in the South region. First round matchup against UCSB. Evan, how much UCSB tape did you grind?
Someone told me a rumor they're really good at shooting three-pointers.
Yep.
So that's not awesome to hear, but I don't know, man. I've seen us go down as a really high seed before, and I felt a little differently before those games than I feel before this one. Not saying we'll win.
Correct.
We've been embarrassed with the best of them, but I feel like, I don't know, as confident as I feel like I can comfortably feel is how I feel.
UCSB is the rec team that you run into that has been playing together for 2 or 3 years, and they're all pretty good shooters, and they move the ball pretty well, but they also have all had knee surgeries on both knees, and they cannot move laterally. This defense for UCSB is not going to be able to contain these Baylor guards.
Yeah.
Baylor will be able to get to the rim at will, because that's what Cal State Fullerton was able to do in their conference championship game. And it wasn't like a lack of effort from UCSB. It was just I don't think they can move that fast. Yeah. So, yeah.
Matt, you know how I asked you last week, like, what's Scott Drew's bag coaching-wise? Like, is coaching sure all that? I have an updated question for you. Do you think he's the kind of coach that's going to, like, you know, when we won the championship, we had that no middle defense, which I say, but I can't articulate to you. Do you think we're going to unveil a little something-something this first weekend that maybe we've been holding on to for this season? Like, you know,
defensively, I'm open to trying anything and everything.
Well, the real question is are we getting tournament Flo Thamba? If he shows up, if he puts on his shoes today, I'm feeling a million times better, because tournament Flo Thamba, that's someone who could get minutes in the NBA. I've seen it with my own eyes. I don't have to sell anyone on that. I've seen it.
And Evan, because we are recording at about 11 a.m. on Thursday, we're going to do this live.
Okay.
This is like the christening of my office space here.
Christening.
Did I say it wrong?
I don't know. You said it the way I say stuff weird sometimes, and you always correct me, so I leaned in real close.
I am turning on the first tournament game right now, West Virginia, Maryland. Ugh. It feels so good. Feels so good. It is on the TV right now. It's about to tip off. Oh, yep. This is just perfect.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
I have a question. Do you want to hear it? You know how we're like every year, well, let's just say this year, we're like, oh, the Big 12 is the best team conference in the country. Like, we've proven it all year. Do you think we've actually already proven it? Or do you think we have to go crazy in this tournament? Because we've done some already insane shit. Are we going to get forgotten about this season if a Big 12 team doesn't go stupid? If several Big 12 teams don't go stupid?
Well, considering the Big 12 has never trailed in this particular NCAA tournament, West Virginia goes up 2-0, I think, I don't know about have to, but I think we will acquit ourselves well as a collective conference. So I think you have West Virginia, I think we'll get a win. I think Baylor will get a win. I think Kansas State will get a win. I think TCU will get a win. I think Kansas will get a win. And already you're at like 6-7 victories in the first round.
Well, let me rephrase it then, because you're right. But how many of our teams have to make the Elite Eight for us to be like, okay, we already hung our nuts. Everything's good. We've proven our point. The Elite Everyone Eight, gets it. I'm thinking we can realistically get 3-4. Why not?
Kansas, in my Texas, somewhat serious K-State. Bracket, I have 3. If you get 3 into the Elite Eight, you're doing really, really good.
Yeah. Have we talked, you and I, about how close, how close I was to going to Des Moines, Iowa 2 weekends in a row? I mean, I had flights in carts. I very nearly went. If I wasn't leaving town on Sunday for truly a full week, I would have been in Des Moines again this weekend.
I think if Baylor gets to the Sweet 16, man,
do you know where that would be? Do we have inside intel on if we happen to win 2 games, where we go, or is that?
I'm trying to find out. I don't have it in front of me. CBS does not give that information willingly. But
I'll be in Nashville. I'll be in Nashville all of next weekend, and if there's some good basketball being played, I might stick around and move some logistics things. Me and my dad will be there. So
there you go. Let's talk about how Baylor would get there, right? So you have Baylor in a presumptuous win over UCSB, the 14 seed, facing the winner of Creighton, the 6 seed, and the 11 seed North Carolina State.
Yeah.
Evan, quick rundown. Creighton has one of the best big men
in
the country, Ryan Kalkbrenner, but he's skinny. He little.
Kalkbrenner? Yeah, we're not losing.
Kalkbrenner, yeah. And then North Carolina State has Turkavion Smith, one of the best scorers in the nation, all-time name team as well.
Yeah.
I like if Baylor plays their A-plus game, I think they can beat both of those teams. Like,
sure.
It's they're going to be
tough. If we play our
games,
A-plus game, it's a wrap for everyone. It's a wrap for everyone if we play our A-plus game.
Thank you for saying that. Because
why is no one saying that? Why is no one talking about how fucking good we are? Even if we do lose today, we've already you've already missed your window, listener, to talk all the shit you're going to get to, because now that fun's
over.
Yeah,
you can't. That's exactly right.
You know.
A quote down year for this Baylor team is a 3 seed.
Yeah.
Like,
crazy. Everyone needs
I'm just ready to have fun.
To tighten their pants a little tighter. Maybe take a few notes from our brothers
Wouldn't
in Austin. Not many.
Pants?
No, tighten up so you can like lock in. You want to be like, okay, I need to. It's victory lap season, baby. It's been victory lap season. Start running.
It is.
What are you doing?
Arizona is not an infallible team. Alabama got busted by 30 by Oklahoma earlier in the season.
They'll never lose that stamp. I think,
most of the season talking about how there are no great teams.
Yeah.
There's just a couple good ones.
My honest take, and I'll say it knowing we're recording, is that if we don't make the Elite Eight, I'm going to be a little embarrassed. Maybe not a lot embarrassed, but I'm going to be a little embarrassed if we don't make the Elite Eight. I think we're good enough to do it. So we should start acting like people who are. Come on, everyone. Pep up.
I don't know that I'd go so far as to say I'd be a little embarrassed. It depends on how Arizona looks coming into that game, presuming they beat Princeton and the winner of Utah State, Missouri. But yeah, it would
Elite Eight would be
two thumbs up success.
Yeah.
Like, I would be all for it.
If we are worried about Creighton, NC State, and UCSB, which is fine, we should be. I'm with it. Arizona's better be fucking scared of Missouri, Utah State, and Princeton. I say that, but then those teams came out of my mouth.
Came out.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, we're all dealing with the same anxiety. It's not like Baylor's the only top 3 seed that's like, oh, I hope we don't look as stinky as we did a few weeks ago. Like, we've all got that. Everyone needs to be a little meaner. Just a little meaner. We're going to beat UCSB, and if we don't, I'm going to sound dumb. But I've sounded dumber bragging about worse Baylor teams. So come on. We're going to whoop ass.
Tell me amongst these Big 12 matchups in the first round where you see a loss for the Big 12.
Iowa State. It's Iowa State. They're going to lose to Pitt. Come on.
Going to get there. West Virginia, Maryland, I think is a win. Texas, Colgate, reluctantly, I think it's a win.
Yeah.
TCU, Arizona State, I think it's a win. Kansas, Howard, I think it's a win. Kansas State, Montana State, I think it's a win. Mm-hmm. And I was not impressed by Pitt, Evan, in the play-in game.
Impressed by Iowa State. 3 wins over Scott Drew. You know how many people have gotten 3 wins over Scott Drew in a season that have never won a title? It's a lot. Check the numbers. I think it's going to be TCU, or I think it's going to be Iowa State. Is it true that Colgate is the best three-pointing team?
The best. In terms of percentage, yeah. But
and you
what,
think that doesn't
kind of
change their odds?
No. What kind of defenses are they getting those shots on is the question. They play one of the weakest schedules in the country.
Well, Texas didn't play too many crazy defenses either this year. Now that book has been written. So, I don't know. I think Texas will win, but I wouldn't be so sure. And it would be really goddamn funny if they lost.
It would be exceptional. It's a win-win. I was telling Matt Workman last night on the Bear Den. It's a win-win. If Texas wins, then I get my pick in my bracket correctly.
Yeah.
If Colgate wins, then we all win.
Yeah.
So,
dude, if they lose to some toothpaste, I'm gonna get banned from Twitter.com.
It's gonna get ignorant.
I really think TCU losing Eddie Lampkin, TCU losing him, I think we already know how much that hurts them. And I don't think Arizona State is the kind of team that's just gonna like lay over to vaunted powerhouse TCU. Like, I can see TCU and Iowa State losing. That's what I think.
Two thoughts here on TCU and Eddie Lampkin. Eddie Lampkin is a good player. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Without Eddie Lampkin, TCU can play faster, which is what they want to do.
Sure. Yeah.
Two worlds. I think net negative slightly, but it makes them more volatile offensively too.
Yeah.
And
well, that's the thing.
That's
all
not
these
what I want to see if I'm Gonzaga in the next round. So
yeah. Well, and the thing is, like, whether it's you or us or people who really, really know ball, like, we're all just kind of hoping our guards go crazy. Like, that's what college basketball is. That's what the whole tournament is every year. Does your guard go crazy?
Yep.
And if they don't, good thing
we
got three guards.
The Kemba Walker UConn team
convinced
me of that.
We have three guards who I will tell you right now, I think we have three different guards who could take us to a Final Four.
Yeah.
Absolutely. If they go crazy. So like, let's cross our fingers because we have learned kind of what hoping that your stinky defense doesn't show up. It gets you annoyed. So let's just hope those dudes turn into flamethrowers and buy a couple more t-shirts. What do you say?
I completely agree. By the way, West Virginia is putting Maryland in their place already.
You can't tell. Let me turn my screen. I got this big TV over here that I actually bought from Hank because he was too lazy to take it off the wall. And then I have another game on. So I've got two games going on. Hank, what? I talked to Hank recently for the first time. We're going to hang out before I move out of Austin, but I'm also going to start going to his shows. He does DJ work now, and it's like pretty impressive from what the word on the street is.
Yeah.
I'm about to meet me and old Henry, about to run it back, get a couple of Long Island iced teas for the home team.
Shout out, Hank. Evan, the Lady Bears, we can't say that. I think it's a term of respect.
You know what I need? You know what I need? I need someone who has played basketball for them or who does to tell me what to say. That's what I really want. Tell me what you want me to call the thing you're doing. I'll do it.
Us to swap out of like calling them the team mascot name, or do you want me to say Lady Bears? Like, do you want me to say the women's team?
Typically, I say Nikki in the game.
Between the team you were talking about functionally. So do you want me to say Lady Bears or the women's team? Like, I like Lady Bears.
Here's what I think
it is a term of respect.
Yeah. I mean, whatever they want, that's what I'll do. But I typically, if I'm talking about them in the wild or like with a civilian, I'll say like Nikki in the gang. That kind of rolls off the tongue pretty smooth for me.
No, you won't. No, you don't.
How much you want to bet? How much do you want to bet? Do you really think that is beyond me to say that to a stranger?
No, I do not think it's beyond.
All right.
No, I don't. The Lady Bears face off against Alabama in the first round. Alabama, great three-point shooting team. But like I think you mentioned beforehand. Yeah, one of the best. There is a non-zero chance that Baylor removes Alabama from both brackets.
Yeah, like, it's which like I think it is. Probably won't happen, but it's not off the table. I mean, I think on the women's side of the bracket as well as the men's, like it really is like your guards are going to be what keep you alive in games. But if you go deep, it's going to be like it's going to be your fives, your fours, because that's how we fucking won all our conference. Like that's how we won everything. Mm-hmm. Our guards went crazy and we had someone in the paint who could probably dunk if they really wanted to. So teams that look like that are going to win, and we don't look like that yet, but we're pretty damn good. And we got some good freshmen, and I wouldn't be shocked if they got a couple wins. Like we have on both sides of the Baylor road, we have two archetypes of teams that can win the whole thing. It's kind of weird if they do, but they definitely can. So I got everything I need. I feel good.
Indeed, indeed. So Baylor would face Alabama in the first round and then potentially UConn in the second. So tough road
and
ahead,
ladies,
but
thank you for your work. Honestly, all year, I appreciate all the work you've done. No shame in going out to UConn in the second round if that happens. Well, I've seen teams lose by 80 to UConn in the second round. That's what I'm saying. True. You know, I have seen teams lose to them by 80 in the second round. And if you're who's on the schedule and you give them hell, like that's all I want. So do that.
Go play hard. Go play free. Nothing to lose. Go see what you can do. I completely agree. Evan, I want to get to watching these games. What else you got on your mind?
Last thing. It's a real question. Let's talk LSU women's basketball. This is where Kim goes crazy. Now, let's be honest. I want to make sure I'm always telling the truth. This is where Kim gets paid. Oh, do you think LSU is going to do a little something this year? Shoot me straight.
Let me go look to see where they are.
I've checked, dude. Kim's probably pretty happy with where she's sitting right now. I'm going to say Kim Mulkey. She deserves that respect. She's earned it, even though we disagree on things. She goes crazy in March.
They face Hawaii, likely a win. I haven't seen Michigan play that much, but probably a win. Utah is pretty solid as the two seed there, but I think LSU probably has the best player on the court.
LSU has the biggest player in their bracket, and I feel like on the women's side, that's a good indicator. They have the most skilled post player in their bracket. I could see them making a Final Four.
But the cynic in me is like, none of this matters anyway when South Carolina is in the tournament.
Yeah,
like,
this story has actually been written for 2 years now. We've actually known how this one was going to play out for about 23 months, which is fine. They earned it. They're good as hell. But I'm trying to see if they're going to catch any Big 12 teams. They'll catch Oklahoma in the Sweet 16 if they, you know, if everything goes chalk. Yeah. South Carolina is – I haven't watched, like, full games of them, but everything I've seen, it's been like, okay, this is a wrap. They've done the work. All right. So let's give it to him. So it's that's probably how it'll play out. But I could see, you know, I could see LSU meeting him in the Final Four if you want me to shoot you as straight as I can.
And they would have to face off Indiana in the Elite Eight. And
I've seen Kim and Mark. I know
LSU is higher in the net. I don't know. Yeah. I'm done talking about LSU.
Okay. Well, Matt, I got some Mets updates for you if you'll have them. Are you familiar with how Martin Gramatica got injured about a decade ago? Celebrating, right?
He injured his knee or his ankle. I can't remember. Uh-huh. But yeah,
I haven't heard the details, but I have seen the video last night in the World Baseball Classic. Our closer, the one with the song, you know the one.
That's right, Timmy.
The highest paid closer perhaps in history. Let me check on that. He Martin Gramatica'd himself in a win, but it was cool. You know, I mean, not cool, but you know, if you want to go out, you want to go out winning a game for your country. So what can you do?
Is the injury significant, like severe?
They took him off of the field in a wheelchair, Matt. So it's called it. I hate you. That's the first time I've heard that one. They're called a trophy fish. You could say they're pretty big. Yeah, I think he's done. He looked cooked. The players were crying on the field of a baseball game.
Jesus. I honestly don't know what this is. Hold on. Oh, I have it labeled as RIP, so maybe that's...
I was going to say, that sounds like something that you would think sounds like the Undertaker's entrance.
Yep.
But
yep.
What can you do? All right, Matt, let's watch some basketball.
From you, Evan. I need one more thing from you. Who's on fraud alert on the men's side? One team.
Who's
the highest seed that you can put on fraud alert?
Yeah, it's 100% it's Iowa State. They have Toledo, who is no slouch, and then they got Tennessee or St. Louis, two teams that I both think are better than Iowa State. Iowa State's the worst team in their bracket at a 5 seed in their city.
I disagree. I think Iowa State's going to do pretty well.
Oh, dude, I'm looking at the women's side still. Hold up. Well, I also think that too. No, that's not true. I think the Iowa State women's team is really good. You go, and then I'm going to give you my real answer.
My initial thought was going to be Purdue, but that's not a super trendy. Like that's not a super
outside of the Big 12
hot take.
Okay.
I think Xavier is probably a fraud, even though they're only a 3 seed.
Yeah.
Sneakily, like in this bracket, I have Houston making it to the Elite Eight, but I think Houston could absolutely lose to Iowa. I think Houston could absolutely lose to Indiana.
But not so Auburn. If they get Auburn, they will win.
Auburn's going to cook. I'm sorry, Iowa's going to cook Auburn, and then for me, it's Houston. I don't trust them yet.
Can I say that twice?
Obviously, I will if they win the national championship. But.
We've only gone for 23 minutes. I just got some gas in the tank. But we got two that I think one's real, one's fake. The real one's Iowa State. Let me see who they're playing. Iowa State or TCU, honestly, are both on Fraud Watch. But the real trendy pick here is going to have to be the Texas Longhorns, and I'll tell you why. They are having to face Colgate, the best three-point shooter. I mean, that honestly, dude, if you're getting a 15, that's a tough draw. They're going to have to beat A&M, and if they're lucky enough, let me see. They're going to get
the – Our brackets are totally different. Our brackets
because
are
I'm
just
right. Because I'm right and you're wrong. Opposites. That's why. I think it will be TCU. I hope that it's Texas. That's how I'll answer it.
Fair enough. Well, if our brackets are polar opposites, then you don't believe in the Baylor Bears winning the national championship because that's what I have.
Well, that's where you're wrong, brother. I only made one, and it's got us and about three other Big 12 teams in the Final Four.
I love it. Sick 'em Bears. Let's go watch some ball.
All right. See you soon.